Who are there now? The husband can't come and complain about Tainus Pesulim, like to lose her, to be master of Ksuba, because again, since she had Chuppah with the first husband, the second husband should have known, like she's like a bull already. So you can't come to complain and say, I thought you were a Psula, and now I don't see Pesulim, I don't see Dam, I don't want to give you Ksuba. The husband can't say that. Because the husband was supposed to know that she was a bull already, because she's Becheskas to be a bulla since she had Chuppah. So therefore, the second husband can't say to Mekach Tois, you're not what I wanted. You should have known that she most probably is a bula. Right, what about Hagiyaris? This is the opposite of Mishnah before. You have the Goya that became a Jew. The Ashruya, you had a Jewish girl, here they were older than 3 years old, that she was captured by the Goyim. Or else the Ashivcha, a maid. Now Sheniftu, that they free, they redeem the Shivuya, for Shinizgairu, this girl became a Jew, for Shinishtachru, the Shivcha became freed. But Yisera Sabunai Shalashan of Yamechud, they became freed after they were 3 years old. So Loch then is Ksubas and Mana. All they have is only Ksuba of $100 now. Vien Lan Tainas Basulim. The husband now can't complain to say when he lives with her the first time she doesn't have Basulim, like I want to set the Mekach Toys. I didn't plan to marry a lady like you. I thought you're a basula. He can't say that. Since she was a goya when she was 3 years old, so goya mashiksa zabecheskas they have znus. So you should have known she's a bull already. Who then, if the girl was captured by the goyim, you have to know roiv akum aputzim baroy is saying that since the goyim captured her, most probably they live with her already. So since she was over 3 years old, you have to figure she doesn't have basulim. Who then a shivcha? A shivcha also has znus. So since she was 3 years old already, when she was a shivcha, even the lady, if she came freed, if a Jew marries her now, he has to think that she is already a bula, and therefore she only deserves to get a ksuba of $100, and you can't tie this pesulim. You can't say the night of the chuppah, she's a bula, I thought you were a basula, I don't want to give you ksuba at all. You can't say that. You should have known by these three girls, since by at 3 years old, they were becheskas to have znus, so most probably they're a bula, you can't say the opposite way. Yeah. So that's the chiddush from this Mishnah, when does the Isha have a shame, a bula? So first the chiddush is she a katana and a katan, she still has a shame, besula. A mukat seitz is a machlaikis. If she lost a besulim through a mukat seitz, that's a machlaikis, she's called like a besula, like an amona. And then the chiddush is, if the Isha had chuppah with her husband, even though she didn't live with him, she's also called Becheska Sabula, that the next husband only has to give her $100. And then these last three girls also are Becheska to be Bulas, they only get $100. So the Gemara, Amarav Yudam Arav, Katan Habu'al Agadela. He holds that if a Katan, less than 9 years old, lives with a girl, also Mukatseitz, he should know he gives her a din like a Mukatseitz. In other words, in the Mishnah, it's a machlek, it's about a mukatzeitz. Is she like a psula, like a bula? So Rav Yehuda Marav holds the same halach applies when a katan lives with a gedola, she has a shame mukatzeitz. So it's a machlek, it's showing him now, we're talking about where this katan, less than 9 years old, when he lived with this girl, did he break up psula or not? The top Tosis learns, beloy hishya psula mari. Rather, we're talking about where the katan did not break the psula. And that's the machlek is, does he at least ruin her chayin like a mukatzeitz? So he says, "The behisher lo meyesh talias chusam in mukatzeitz." As if we're talking about that the katan broke up sulim, so for sure it can't be worse than a mukatzeitz. So that's Tosfos Shita that we're talking about now, that this katan that lived with a gedola did not break up sulim. So Yehuda Meraz says she has a luck like a mukatzeitz, and therefore she only gets a ksuba of $100. Well, that's the machlekes the mission at least. That's on the common Rabbi Meir. That the Tanakhama says she gets 200, because Rameya says she gets 200, and the Chum said a Mukatzeitz only gets 100. And this the Gemara says, Ki Amrisa Kaima de Shmuel, when they told the Sobot to Shmuel, Amar Shmuel said, no, ain't Mukatzeitz the Basar. A Katan less than 9 years old, his meat means nothing. When he went into the Gedola, he did nothing to her. So according to everybody, she's better than a Mukatzeitz, and for sure she gets $200. So the way Tosfos is learning, it's okay. Tosfos, we're talking about now, the katan did not break up sulim. So that Shmuel Svara, that a katan less than 9 years old, it's not called the bee at all, it's called nothing. It's even better than a mukatzeitz. Like Bishlema by a mukatzeitz, the eitz breaks the sulim. That's a machlekes. Is she called like a bull or not? But here Shmuel says, a katan, the bee of a katan, means nothing. Other Rishonim are mashma not like Taisa. Rashi the Madaik, even where this cotton breaks the psulim, still Shmuel holds a svara. It's a cotton. It's cold like nothing. It's even better than a mukatzeitz. Some Rishonim say it's daima. We have to take your own hands and break the psulim with our own hands. That for sure be nothing wrong. It's like your own body is doing it to yourself. That's nothing wrong. So that's Shmuel svara. Ein muketzeis b'basar. If it's only the basar of a cotton that broke up sulim, that's nothing. Like either a person is called a maisa bi or maisa znus, and by a cotton less than 9 years old, it's not called a znus. If it's not called znus, it's called like nothing. That's Shmuel svara. Gemara says, Ika the master law, some learn this, law shemaita, this halacha, the apinasha by itself, without the first man the yomim. Like this, cotton haboa alagadela. What's the halacha? The cotton, a young boy less than 9 years old, lives with the older girl. Rav Lama Asul Muketzeitz. Rav says yes, he makes her now like a Muketzeitz, and that's told in Achleikis in the Mishnah, and she'll get, according to Rameya, 200, and according to Chom, she gets only 100. For Shmuel Lama no, ain't Muketzeitz for Bosa. Since it happened through meat, the Bosa of a kid, it's not called a Maisa's Nus, a Bia's cotton is not called a Bia, therefore it's called like nothing. Shouldn't say it's a Lashon, like even if you say the cotton broke up Sulim, it's like she would take a hand and break up Sulim. That would not be Mafsara. That's nothing wrong with her. Mashenkin, a Muketzeitz, that's a strange object, came into a body, that's already a Machlokes. On that, the Chum say in the Mishnah, since a strange object came into a body and broke up Sulim, she's called like a Bula, she only gets $100. This is the Gemara Yisakasha. Moser Rav Oishe, Oishe Yisakasha. Says now, Mishnah, Godo Shabo Alektana. We have an older person that lived with a girl less than 3 years old. So that's called, that's not called a Bia. She's still called a Psula. The Kotan Abo Alekdela. Who had in a Kotan, a young boy less than 9, lived with a Gedela? Or Mukatzeit, then it says a third case of Mukatzeit. So, Ksavosu Masayim, Divri Rimeya. Rimeya Shita is all these three girls are considered like a Psula. And she deserves $200 for a ksuba. For the chachamim and the chachamim argue and say muketzeitz ksuba samana. That mashma muketzeitz. That's the only case that you get a mona. So who it's mashma that in the first two cases everybody agrees she gets $200. So what's the kashak and the Yehuda Marav? The Yehuda Marav says when a cotton lives with a gedola, he makes her into muketzeitz. And our mishnah is not mashma like that. Our mishnah is mashma in three separate cases. The first two cases where a cotton lives with a gedola, mashmits nothing. The third case is a muketzeitz. That's a machlokes by itself. So who is a kasha on Rav Yehuda? I'm a Rav. So where it says no, I'm a Rav. Rav says ochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means. Like this, gadol avol al katano v'loy klum. That everybody agrees to. If an old, even a man, an older man, live with a young girl less than 3 years old, that's nothing. Why? The pochus mikan, if the girl is less than 3 years old, it's kenoisen etzpa bayandami. It's like you put your fingers in your eye. So mashal, tears come after tear. Here also, even if you break the psulim, her psulim grow back again. So it's called nothing. Since after three she didn't live with a man, she's still called a psula. Here nobody argues on. The cotton now, the second case in the Mishnah, in a case where a cotton nabo ala gadela. A young boy, less than 9, lived with a gedola. The halacha is, also muketzeitz. That's mamish the case that she, that the cotton makes her into a muketzeitz. Or muketzeitz gufa. What's the halacha about a muketzeitz if only eights went in there, a piece of wood went in there? She hurt herself and that broke up sulim. That's like a pluk to the Ramei of Rabbanin. So that's the way Rav Yehuda Marav would learn Shana Mishnah. That the second case of the Mishnah is a muketzeitz. When a cotton lives with a gedola, he makes her into a muketzeitz. And what's the loch of a muketzeitz? That's the machlokes Remei and the Rabbanin. That's what Rav Yehuda Marav would learn. But according to Shmuel, it's much better. According to Shmuel, Shmuel holds no. Shmuel learns the Mishnah Kapashtus, that the first two cases is zero. It's only a machlokes by muketzeitz. Because ein muketzeitz bebosor, that's Shmuel's svar. Now, Omer Rami Bachoma. Machloikis, when is there a machloikis in our Mishnah? If your wife is the muketzeitz, whether she gets 100 or 200, kishikabo. If you knew what she was before you married her. In other words, before you married her, you knew she was a muketzeitz. She told you that her psulim were broken because a stick went in there. The Rav Meir Madmano Labageris. Rav Meir holds she's still called a psula. She's like a bageris. A bageris means when a girl is already 12 and a half years old, we say by itself, the psulim are kolim. The psulim becomes smaller. kamad like there's no psulim there anymore. And still for sure she's called a psula, she gets $200. She holds a mukafetz is the same way. She still gets 200. For Rabbonin, mad melola bula. Rabbonin say no, that if eights, a stick went in there, it's like a man went in there. And therefore she's called a bula, she only gets $100. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, where the husband knows exactly who he's marrying, so the shailah is, do you have to give her 200 or 100? But Rabbi Bachom says a chiddush. Avol lo hikabu. Let's say when you first married your wife, you did not know she was a mukatzeitz, that you thought she was a pure basula. You thought she had psulim. And later you find out that she's a mukatzeitz, divrei hakov leklum. He holds a svar, everybody agrees it's a mekach tois. You have a right to say, I never thought to marry you. I don't want to give you a penny. It's not what I bought. I thought I'm marrying a lady that has psulim, and now it comes out that you're a mukatzeitz, you lost your psulim already, even though it's only through wood. That's also called a mekach tois. That's from the Bachom Esvar. For Rabbi Meir, for the Gemara, now the Gemara Stam explains. What's the machlokes the Mishnah? For Rabbi Meir, amai madmal labageris. Why does Rabbi Meir say a mukatzeitz is daimed to a bageris, a girl by herself, 12 and a half, that a psulim by itself, like fade away? Nidmai labula. Why don't you say it's more daimed to where she lived with a man, she should only get $100? Teretz is poshid. Ba'ula is avid b'maisa. Bidayodim. Where a man lived with her, the man came into and broke up psulim. That's a big ma'isa. It happened with the yodim. A man does it. That takes away the chayin of the isha. That's like a pagan. There's something wrong with the body now. Therefore, she only gets $100. Of a whore, where only a stick went in there, lo yisavid b'ma'isa b'day yodim. It's not such a bad thing that happened to her. True, her psulim broke, but it's not because of an odim. It's not a ma'isa b'day yodim that doesn't take away a chayin. Therefore, she's like a bageris. That's from Meir's for her. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan svara? For Rabbanan, Ademuyala Labula, why did Rabbanan make a daima to a bula, Nidmayla Bagaris? Why don't we say that, because she's daima to a Bagaris, she should get $200? Like Rameyah svara, it didn't happen with the Yodam. The Teretz is, for Bagaris, when a girl herself becomes 12 and a half years old, La Yisavad Bamaita Klau, nothing at all happened to a body. That's the old nature of a body by itself, the Psulim becomes smaller. That's why she didn't lose chayin, she still gets $200. Her behor, in the case where a stick, wood went into her, her esavet b'maisa, here something happened to her, maisa happened to her. It's not nature by itself, it's something happened that broke up psulim. So that's the Rabbanan svara that a mukat seitz is daima to a bula, she only deserves $100. Avula hikabo, but let's say in the case when the husband first married her, he thought she was a pure of the sula, he did not know she had a mukat seitz. Is a divrei hakov leklum? That's only about chomis svarim. Now this is called the mekach tois. That's not what you wanted. Certain things, it's not what you wanted. So you have a right to say it's a mekach tois. So merely you don't have to give. You do not have to give a ksub at all. Negay to a get, avada doesn't go that far to say the kedushin is not chal at all. Avada you have to give her a get. It's only a svar in the ksuba. You don't have to give her a ksub at all. You're only mechayiv yourself to give her $200 because you thought she was a psula. But now that she's a mukatzeitz, it's not what you thought, you don't have to give her a penny for the ksuba. We'll soon see, we don't hold like this. Moser Rav Nachum Neas Akasha, says the Mishnah Leidom, Hiya merits mukatzeitzani. So machlaik is the husband and she. She says, I'm a mukatzeitz. So in other words, she wants to get a ksuba, either 100 or 200. Vuayma, the husband says, Loi, kielat rushas yishat. You should know you're a bula. The reason why you don't have, in other words, the first night when the chosn lived with the kala, he found out she was a pesach pesuach. She didn't have besulim. So she agrees. She says, yes, I agree. But you know why I don't have it? Because I once hurt myself with a stick. And he says, no, most probably what happened was you lived with a man already, and you're a bula. And therefore you don't deserve to get anything. So it says, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis, that she's believed. We believe her. So Chura, what do you mean you believe her? That she deserves to get something, either 100 according to Chum or 200 according to Meir. But here's a case, the Chura, that at the beginning the husband thought she was a psula. And now when we believe her that she was a mukatzeitz, she has a right to collect the ksuba. So of course, that's not like Rami Bachoma. You see, it's not called a mekach tois. So Rava says like this. Elo Amar Rava. Rava fixes it up halfway. He says like this. Bein hikabo, bein lehikabo, l'rabi meyo masayim. According to Rav Meir's sheet that he holds, a mukatzeitz, there's nothing wrong with her. She's almost like a regular psula. So then I agree that even though the husband did not know she was a mukatzeitz, he thought he's getting a pure psula. But there's nothing wrong with a muketzeis according to Ramei Yeshita. Ramei holds a muketzeis, she's still a pure lady, she gets $200. So there it's not called a mekach tois. You can't say you didn't get what you want. I mean, not any little scratch on an object makes it a mekach tois. A mekach tois has to be, this is not the object you wanted to buy. So since Lemaisa, she's only a muketzeis, and according to Ramei, she still has a chain, she gets $200, you can't complain to say that's not what you wanted, it's not a mekach tois. But that's only according to Ramea. But L'Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon Shita, that they hold Muketzeit is the Pagamino, she only gets $100 now, so it's not the same as a real Besula. So then the Svar is, Hikaba Mona. If the husband knew what he got before and he knew he's marrying a Muketzeit, then the Rabbonon say, you only have to give $100. But Lo Hikaba, you didn't realize what you're getting, you thought you're marrying a regular Besula, and later comes out she's a Muketzeit, for Lo Klum, you don't have to pay her a penny. According to the Rabbanan Shita, you have a right to say it's a mekach tois. Because the Rabbanan say a muketzeis is a pkam. There's something less. There's something wrong with this lady. She doesn't get 200, only 100. So if you did not even know that much, you have a right to complain later. It's a mekach tois. I don't want to give you anything. That's what, so now it's no spirit to their Mishnah. But still the Gemara says no. For her to be Rava. Rava was still chayzer, like we'll soon see. A muketzeis bechlal is not called a mekach tois, like we'll soon see. Tanya, we learned like this. There's a Mishnah later on in the Perek, the Masechta, Ketzer Aitzoy Shemra. Where is there a case where a man is Moitzi Shemra about his wife? That a man complains about his wife that she didn't have Besulim, that she lived with another man, she's Chayav Misa, and depends if it's true, he has to kill his wife. But if he's lying, he has to pay $100. Where's the case? Vola Bezdin, the husband comes to Bezdin v'yoma ploini lemetzos lebitcha besulim. The husband complains, I live with my wife and she doesn't have besulim. And I tell him that she has nus with a man before. So it's like this. Im yesh edim shezins, if the husband has edim, that she lived with another man, tachtov, even while they were married together after the kedushin. So it says, yesh to ksuba mona. She gets $100 for ksuba. For the Gemara, how could that be? Im yesh edim shezins, tachtov. If the husband has edim that she lived with another man after the kedushin, baskili, she gets killed. What kind of giving her ksuba? You don't have to give her ksuba. A safety, you don't give her ksuba. So this is what I meant to say. Im yesh edim shezin satachta v'tkila. That's true. If you have edim that your wife lived with another man while she was married to you, avada she gets killed. You don't give her a penny. Zinsa mikara, let's say though she lived with a man before you got married to her, before the kedushin, halacha is yesh la ksuba mona. Hakopon, if she gets a ksuba worth $100. Now, what's the chiddush here? We'll soon see. We don't hold like this halacha. For Yom Rav Chiya bar Av and Yom Rav Sheshes, zoysa meris, from this din it's a raya, that konsa becheskas psula. Let's say you married your wife, you thought she was a psula. As far as you know, she was a psula. That's who you married. And you thought you're going to have to give her ksuba of $200. The ninsa is bula. And then later, after the first biya, you find out that she's a bula. Pesach besuach. But good, you find out she's not osa to you. We have edim that she was mizdana with a man way before the kedushin. So she's mutter to you. What's the halacha? Yesh lo ksuba mona. Says he, Ishno, again, you can't say it's a mekach tois. It's the same wife you wanted to marry. The fact that she's a bula is not enough to make it into a mekach tois. So she's your wife. You have to give her ksuba. How much? Only $100. That's what this mandiyam holds. Even if she's mamash abula, and you thought she was a psula, that's not called a mekach tois. She's still the same lady. You just only have to give her $100. Right, on this, umasav Rav Nachman. Nachman has a kash on this svara. Says aloha, hanoi seyes ish. Somebody marries his wife. And he finds out that she's a bula, she doesn't have besulim. So my husband says, I don't want to give you ksuba. So it's like this. Here, Mary, she says back, you know why? That you know what happened to me? After I had kedushin with you, like this last 6 months, a man was manas me. A man forced me. And it's your fault, your mazel. Because I'm your wife. So it's because of your mazel that a man like forced me. Therefore, I'm still mutter to you. And I still get my ksuba $200. Because the ksuba is totally how she is b'shas kedushin. So since at the time of kedushin, she was a psula, something happened to her later on that somebody lived with her, somebody forced her. So therefore she had to tie in a tach pasadayu. It's your mazel, your fault. She still gets the $200. That's what she says. Vuwaima, he complains to Osbin Loi, Kielach Loi Resticha. I tell you, knowing that happened, it happened way before I married you. Voyamekhi Mekech Tois, Veles Lachlal, and Osbin says it's a Tois what I got into now. I thought I was marrying a Psula. And it comes out that at the time of Kedushin, you're a Bul already. I tell you, lived with a man 2 years ago. So at the time of the Kedushin, you fooled me. I thought you were a regular Bsula, and it comes out you're a Bula. So I have a time that's a Nekech Tois and says Loshin for less Loklal. So here you see that if you marry your wife, you think she's a Bsula, and it comes out she's a Bula, you're allowed to say it's a Nekech Tois? Not like we just said before. Before we said it's not called a Nekech Tois. So it's a Stira. For Yomulu Rav Chia Baravin, Rav Chia Baravin said like this, if she is a possible that Rav Amron, V'chol G'derli Ador Yasvi, all the G'derli Ador and Rav Amram were sitting there, K'yom Rav Sheshes L'Hosh Shmaito, when Rav Sheshes are over this halacha, V'kashlu, and Yoni had a kasha, V'shoni, L'chur and Noah, V'az, they gave an answer. They said like this, My Mekach Tois, what does the Braisa mean to say here that the husband has the right to say, it's a Mekach Tois? Namely, what the husband means to say is only, Mimosayim, I don't want to give you $200 anymore. I thought you were a Bsula. That's why I was mechayiv myself $200. But now that I find out you're really a Bula, no more 200. Avamon Isla. But 100 you do get. So Chitza could be no stira, that it's not called a Mekach Tois. But the Atamat Les Lachlal, and you want to say back that it's Mamash a Mekach Tois? Like, no, you're wrong, it's not a Mekach Tois. But on this, the Yomar Rava, Rava said no. Mandaka Moisev, the one that asked the question here, Shapa Kamoisev, asked very good. Why? Mekach Tois Lagamri Mashma. When it says the husband has the right to say, I was fooled. It's a Mekach Tois, it's not what I wanted. It's Mashma, so it's a Mekach Tois, it's not what he wanted. And it's Taka, he doesn't have to give Riksub at all. Vielaka Shach, Ayavistira, Tiris Viemach, it is the way you should answer it. It's like this. Im yesh edim shedzin satachtov, if you have edim that she was mezana when she was married to you, viskila, then she has to be killed. She's a soita. Zinsami karov leklum, if she taka had znus before she was married to you altogether, so it comes out that b'shas kedushin she was really a bula, and you thought you're marrying a bsula and a chnami for leklum. That's called a nekach tois, and that's where we hold halacha. Halacha we hold if you marry your wife and you think she's a psula, and really it comes out that she's a bula, it's called a mekach tois. That's called not what you wanted. You don't have to give her ksub at all. But what about nimtzo muketzeitz? Let's say in a case where you find out your wife is not a bula, she didn't live with a man, just that something happened to her by accident, she became a muketzeitz, that she got hurt there, a piece of wood went into her there. Yesh la ksuba mona. Here she does get a ksuba of a mona. So what do you see now? That a muketzeitz is not called a mekach tois. Even according to the Rabbanan sheet that holds a muketzeitz, only gets $100. So you see, Rava was chayza. For the more of a Rava, who the yom of the Rabbanan. I, before Rava said, according to the Rabbanan sheet, that lohikabo, if you did not realize that your wife was a muketzeitz, if you thought your wife, you thought your wife was a psula, and it comes out that she's a muketzeitz, before Rava said, according to Rabbanan Shita, you get nothing below klum. And here Rava says no, that according to the Rabbanan Shita, she gets $100. So it has to be according to the Rabbanan, because according to Rameya, she gets 200. So you see, even according to the Rabbanan Shita, Rava holds that it's not called a Mekach Tois. Elish Mamina Hode Be Rava Miyahi, Saraya Rava was Chayzer. And that's the Maskana. That's what different Svaris here. If you thought your wife was a Psula, and she was really a Bula, so that's called a Mekach Tois. That's called not what you wanted. And you don't have to give your wife a ksubra at all. It's called she fooled you. But if she was only a muketzeitz, does you, even though you thought she was a psula, and it comes out she's only a muketzeitz, the lachar is, that's not called a mekach tois. That's not called enough of a difference to say you wouldn't have bought her anyway. True, she fooled you. But certain fooling is not enough to say that you wouldn't have bought her otherwise. The svar is, no, you would have still married her. So muketzeitz is not called a mekach tois. That's the machlokes in Mishnah. You have to give 200 or 100. We hold like the Rabbanan Shita that a muketzeitz only gets $100, but a tois it's not. The mekach tois it's not. She deserves to get $100. But the Tana Rabbanan, look at Rice like this. What about Konso Rishon Lashum Nisuyin? A lady that was married, she had Kedushin, and she was about, she made Chuppah with her first husband. She Konso Rishon Lashum Nisuyin. The first husband made Chuppah with her. But V'yesh Lo'edim Shlo'in Nistero. There are Edim around that they never had Yichud together. In our ministry, even if they had Yichud together, for Lo'ishosa could they be here? They weren't in the room long enough to have bia. And the Rashi says, the husband died right away. The kid says, Becheskas, that she did not live with the first husband. The halacha is, then she gets married to the first husband dies. Then she gets married to a second husband. The halacha is, Ein Asheni Yochalit of Tainis Basulim. The second husband now can't have complaints if she doesn't have Basulim. Sherei Konsarishon. So Svara, since the first husband made chuppah with her, the bottom Rashi says, V'yolov l'dasha nivlo. The second husband should have thought that maybe she did have bia with the first husband. So you can't tie in a mekach tois. You can't say that even though the rumor is, Edim is there, that she didn't live with the first husband, you're not supposed to believe the first Edim. You can't say your second husband is marrying her now, I think I'm getting a pure basula. No, since Lamaisa she had chuppah with the first husband, you're supposed to think that maybe they did have bia. And therefore you're supposed to know you're only getting a basula, a bula. And therefore you can't tie no mekach tois. Mekach tois you can't say. Toys later says the svar is, Toys says here, V'yafagav de'edim midin shlanivolo, ein esoy mechal zeh meyachas shoy nisuyin, v'sovod l'shab choymim kein. The second husband was supposed to think, maybe the first Edom only said that to praise her, like she should have a good name, the husband died right after the chuppah. So she shouldn't have a shame, she's a bula, the Edom still made up a story to say that she didn't live with the first husband. But the second husband is supposed to think that most probably she is a bula. Most probably she lived with the first husband. Therefore, she true only gets $100, but it's not called a mekach tois. You can't say that you thought she was a bsula, because you should have known, consolation she's only a bula.